1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We're awaiting details about a shooting and fire at a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. That's about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police have only said that multiple people were shot, that the gunman is down and no longer a threat. The FBI is there, and we expect an update shortly. The shootings happened as Mormons mourn the death of their leader, Russell Nelson, who died last night at age 101. In Southport, North Carolina, law enforcement officials say they're confident they got the right guy after a bar shooting that left three people dead and five wounded.
Evil has come ashore in Southport, North Carolina.
Brunswick County District Attorney John David saying Nigel Edge of Oak Island is accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd gathered at American Fish Company, a waterfront bar in Southport.
He is currently charged with three counts of first-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder, and five accounts of assault with a deadly weapon, intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
Police Chief Todd Coring said the location was targeted but did not elaborate. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Just in, Afghanistan's foreign ministry says American citizen Amir Amiri, who had been detained in Afghanistan since last December, has been released and is now on his way back to the U.S. President Trump says he's ordered U.S. troops into Portland, Oregon to guard ICE facilities there. Portland's mayor says it's unnecessary, but Kentucky Republican Rand Paul tells CBS's Face the Nation she's wrong.
I think there is a role for the federal government. Am I excited about it? No. I'd prefer not to have troops in our cities, or I'd prefer them only to come, you know, with the acceptance of the local authorities. But I do think there is a role if the states will not step up. Portland did not step up.
And the president has said the FBI placed agents into the crowd during the January 6th Capitol riots to stir up people. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar tells Face the Nation, not true.
We had a number of open hearings, and we made major recommendations for changes at the Capitol. And nowhere was it found that the FBI was acting as agitators.
She says agents went in after Trump delayed sending in reinforcements for outnumbered Capitol Police. The president and Congress have until Tuesday night midnight to come up with an agreement to keep the government in business, something CBS's Robert Costa says the president may not want.
Inside the White House, sources are saying President Trump actually welcomes a shutdown in the sense that he believes he can wield executive power to get rid of what he calls waste, fraud, and abuse. And there is that memo that says the government is ready to have mass firings if a deal isn't struck.
Tropical storm, not yet, but it's expected very shortly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie fog giving way to sunshine and mid-70s for this afternoon's high. South to southwest winds 5 to 10. Overnight, clear skies and upper 40s. Monday, a little warmer. Sunshine with highs reaching the lower 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Polka sound, watching different polka steps as people dance all around. Some do the hop, some do it smooth in each and every town. But there's one place I'm heading for. I'm Springfield, Springfield bound. I'm going to Springfield, good old Springfield, where they love the happy polka sound. I'm going to Springfield, good old Springfield, where the people
on dancing all around. When you're in Springfield, good old Springfield, you see the sun come shining all around. So let's get a party together. We're Springfield, Springfield bound.
Hey, the Springfield Polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, with you, keeping you company here for the next 50 minutes. Glad you could join us. And that was the, the Herb Eberle Band. I had to double check on that one. And Springfield Polka. Got a couple more here we're going to do. This one's kind of cute. I got to do one more here from his album. It's Mabel and Her Fuzzy Navel. It's a drink.
There is a girl, I call her Mabel. She loves to dance the polka and she's able. She dances round and round with all the boys in town. You'll never see her frown. When the polka band's around, when the band stops playing and they take a little break, she hits right for the bar. Hey, bartender, how about a little drink? Make Mabel a fuzzy navel. Take a bottle of schnapps and you open it up. Pour it in a glass and you watch it fill up. Then you mix in some orange juice, an ice cube or two. Stir it round and round like you know you ought to do. Then you hand it to Mabel, you watch drink it down. It fills her with cheering energy. She's the happiest person you'll ever see when Mabel drinks her fuzzy navel. Thank you.
Skier's Delight is the name of that tune, and Don Graelich and the band. It was from a album that Don Hunjidi put together from HG Studios, the 25th anniversary special is what that was. Oh, yeah, where are we at here? Looking for another tune to play that I haven't played for some time. Don't mind me, just working on it. Well, let's see here. Let's play Susie's Waltz. I haven't played that one for a while.
My every dream belongs to Susie. Across 1,000 miles of sea, I've left my heart behind with Susie, and taken Susie's heart with me. You're close to me in dreams, my Susie, though you are far away, it's true. So keep a smiling face, my Susie, I'll soon be coming home again to you.
That's the International Polka Band from Minnesota that put that together. It's DuPont's Polka is the name of it. Right now, we're going to turn our attention now to the Sam Pugliano Band. I played this a few weeks back, this stuff off this album. And here's a tune that Ray Champa had written called Holiday Polka. And Sam is going to play this for us. Holiday Polka, that's from Sam Pugliano and his band. Yeah, we're looking for one more here. And here's a tune he plays, Sam plays this. It's called the Slow Crow Polka, which was written by Joey Miskulin, and the Slow Crow means Slovenian Croatian Polka. That's what that stands for. We'll be right back. the Slow Crow Polka. And Sam Pugliano recorded that. Okay, let's go with Eddie Blazonczyk one time right now before we take a break. And I remember the old show called Laughing, and they always talk, My Sweet Bippy. Remember that? He used that term. And Eddie Blazonczyk made a tune out of that called the Sweet Bippy Polka.
Freckles and her bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. Walking, everyone's looking, talking. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her bippy. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her bippy.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. We've got Lenny Gromulka on the old CD player coming up next, You Betcha. And where were you? Reminiscing polka.
I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Wally wished that he was single? Where were you when Rush sang our Hey Cavalier? Where were you when all the brass rolled out the barrel?
you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Bruno Trigger did it all? Where were you when Joe Azarshad played his fiddle? Marisha Datta sang down by the wishing well. Well, where were you when Eddie Shima played the circus? Where were you when Whitey sang his sweet 16? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Wojnarowski sang his matka? When Steve Adamczyk played his picnics, where were you? How about back when Happy Louis sang his yapka? Or back when Eddie sang My Mary Lou? Where were you when Jean Wisniewski toured New England with the twins, Bujilek, Filler, Bernie too? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. So I'll just sing this one in memory of you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Police say a gunman killed one person and wounded nine after driving his vehicle into the Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan this morning. Police Chief William Rennie moments ago.
He rammed the vehicle through the front door, exited, then started firing shots.
The church was set on fire. Police say the gunman is dead. In Southport, North Carolina, DA John David says an accused gunman has been arrested and charged after killing three and wounding five at a waterfront bar last night.
He is currently charged with three counts of first-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder, and five counts of assault with a deadly weapon, intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
President Trump will meet with congressional leaders tomorrow, trying to avert a government shutdown on Wednesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson appearing on CNN's State of the Union.
He wants to bring in the leaders to come in and act like leaders and do the right thing for the American people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie fog giving way to sunshine and mid-70s for this afternoon's high. South to southwest winds 5 to 10. Overnight, clear skies and upper 40s. Monday, a little warmer. Sunshine with highs reaching the lower 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Eddie Rodick and the band up next with a polka medley for you. Eddie Roddick in the band. Mm-hmm. And a polka medley there for you. Oh, let's see. What's another really strong polka that he did? The Slap Happy.
We'll be right back.
John Gorda from his Bulletproof Polkas, Come a Chameleon. It's a Boy George song. He does a pretty good job of that, though, I have to admit. Hey, we're going to go to Frankie Kramer and his band right now. And he's going to perform for us Lily Marlene. Let's see, where is the button here? Here we go.
To my darling, just like she is to me. Together we'll find a happiness, a world of bliss, a tenderness, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene. We kiss, I close my eyes and say, it's just a dream that soon must fade away. I open my eyes and see her there, her ruby lips, her golden hair, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene.
Marlene, that is Frankie Kramer. I like that sound of his. He's got that solo vox like Frankie Yankovic would use. Mm-hmm. Let's play one more here from Frankie Kramer. And it's the Pork. It's a little button box number. Pork and Chops.
Thank you.
the trolley and down to White City. One, two, three. I'll take my girl on the shoot, the shoot, and on the merry-go-round.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by, we're going to have Bob Dozek sing Bye Bye My Baby as we get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Polka Party. My gosh, another month is just about over, and we're heading into October. Oh, gee whiz. Have yourself a great week, and drive safe wherever you are. We want you back for next time right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR Radio. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
When I come dancing, just dancing into your arms. soon, just dancing into your arms.
Radio WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Police in Grand Blanc, Michigan, say at least two people, including a gunman, are dead, nine people injured, after the man drove his vehicle into the Mormon church and started shooting.
Gunfire broke out shortly after 11 a.m. local time at a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc. Police Chief William Rennie.
A 40-year-old suspect from Burton. He's a male. He drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church.
The shooter was shot and killed. Fire has been burning at the church. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
In Southport, North Carolina, police say they're confident the man they arrested is the gunman who fired shots into a waterfront restaurant from his boat last night with deadly results. This is Chief Todd Coring.
Reports came in rapidly of a boat sitting in the waterway